Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription. This is John Matarazzo for Charisma News, and today we're going to be talking with a very powerful guest about a scripture that has always made me wonder what this actually means. And that's 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And my guest today is Steve Hannett of the Be Healed podcast and the Miraculous Life TV show, as well as many books. And his most recent book that we're going to be talking about today is Unleashing Heaven's Breath. And he has some great revelation about what the breath of heaven is really all about. So, Steve, welcome to the Charisma News podcast. I'm looking forward to hearing the revelation that God has revealed to you that you can share with our audience here.
Yeah, awesome, John. Thank you for having me on the program. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, so, Steve, just please tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you have a healing story, and God is using you in healing as well. So, kind of let's give our audience a little bit of a background of who you are before we dive into this Unleashing Heaven's Breath, discover the ultimate secret to releasing signs, wonders, and miracles, because that is something that God has allowed you to do, and you're equipping and training other people to see that happen. So how did that happen for you?
Yeah, so I was the typical person that grew up in a church and was always surrounded by things about God. But I learned more about God than I did actually ever meet him. And when you hear things about somebody for years and years and years, but you never actually meet them, you begin to question, are they real? Do they really exist? Are they really like this? But at age 19, almost turning 20, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I had a tumor in my neck. And that'll shake your life up a bit.
And
it caused me to question, but not so much question, but more seek. And I went to the beach while I was getting all these kinds of tests from the medical professionals. And I looked up out at the sky and I prayed a two-word prayer. And the prayer was basically, teach me. And the Bible says that God heard David's cry. And I believe that day when I cried out to God on that beach, God heard me. He heard my cry. He introduced me 3 months later to a true follower of Jesus Christ who really knew the word of God. He grew up in South Korea. He really had an encounter with God. And the day that I met Jesus Christ, basically receiving him into my heart as my Lord, as my Savior, understanding what he did on the cross, was the same exact day that I was miraculously healed of cancer.
Wow.
And I share with people that God is alive. A dead God cannot heal. Lies cannot produce that kind of truth. That was a Friday afternoon that we prayed. I went to the doctors on Monday. They checked my body, and although I had some radiation treatment, every symptom, every sign of cancer, and the symptoms and side effects of radiation were miraculously gone.
Wow. I find it interesting that you said you prayed a two-word prayer. I was expecting you to say, heal me, but you said, God, teach me.
Yes.
What made you want to say, God, teach me, as opposed to heal me? Because that seems to be like it would be the first thing on your mind is, God, heal me, take this thing away. But you said, teach me. And then God gave you, kind of like with Solomon, Solomon asked for wisdom when he could have asked for riches and all these other things. And God said, I'm going to give you wisdom because you're seeking after me, but I'm going to give you all these other things as well. It sounds like you had a similar situation there. Let's dive deeper into that.
Yeah, so to a certain degree, I'd love to tell you that it was from a noble a noble reason, like like Solomon. I think it was because I was living in the question. I went to church all these years. I considered myself a so-called quote unquote good person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here I am with cancer. Why?
Right.
I think I had unconsciously the question, why do bad things happen to good people floating around in me? Mm-hmm. It was because I was living from that place of question that caused me to ask God to teach me. Mm-hmm. The other side of that is just my nature. I love learning. I love understanding. And I think that also emerged to say, I don't understand. But I had enough faith in God out there somewhere that he could help me understand. And if I understood, I would not any longer live in the question.
Yeah, that makes me think of what I actually read this morning in my own time with the Lord, when the Father says to Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. So you were believing, you understood a little bit, but you're like, God, help me understand more. Help me really understand what's going on here. Help me have that teachable spirit and knowledge.
Yeah, and for me, and this is a very interesting thing for me to share, I thought I knew God because I learned about him when I prayed that prayer.
Sure.
That knowing God was about knowing descriptive information about him. But the day that I had the gospel shared with me, I realized that I did not know him. I realized that I actually had a bigger problem than having cancer. I learned that I was going to go to hell because I had sin. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that I actually learned the message of the gospel, the promise of the gospel, the assurance of the gospel, that God can transfer me, translate me from the power of darkness to the kingdom of his son, that I could have all my sins forgiven, and that there would be a result of this. In Matthew chapter 9, we hear Jesus Christ say something that really blows up the theological views of people today about healing and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, which is easier for me to say, rise up, or thy sins are forgiven you? Jesus put them together. Jesus said, if your sins are forgiven you, he said, son, be of good cheer, but he's paralyzed. Why is Jesus saying something spiritual when the guy's got a physical problem? But the scripture put it clear that when your sins are forgiven, it is going to have an impact throughout your entire body, mind, soul, spirit. And that's what I learned that day. That's why as soon as we received Jesus Christ, as soon as I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, there was an expectation to arise and walk.
That's good, Steve. As you're talking about that, you know, Jesus said, what's easier for me to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? And really, both of those things happened. But I find it interesting, you know, we're going to be talking about unleashing heaven's breath, and that's really what Jesus did. He unleashed heaven's breath at that moment in that person's life. How does that happen today? I mean, we look at Scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16, which I mentioned at the beginning of this, is that all Scripture is God-breathed or given by inspiration of God. And for me, I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. And it was actually part of the crux of my faith, because I was like, Paul's writing this. Is he considering his own writing to be scripture? Because most of the New Testament, or a good portion of the New Testament, was written by the Apostle Paul. And so I actually had that question. And once I met with my pastor, and he actually showed me that Peter gave credence to Paul and who he was in his ministry, then everything just was like, I can accept all of this. So that verse is very important to me. But this whole concept of God breathed, that's what you wrote your whole book about. Let's talk about that, because I want to be somebody that releases signs, wonders, and miracles. And so you've got some secrets. Let's spill the beans.
Yeah, so awesome. So exciting, because one of the biggest hindrances to people reading the Bible, accepting the Bible, is they question its authenticity. They question its origin. And I think people are erroneously trained in our culture to think, you know, this was written by men. Mm-hmm. How could something be written by men have a God effect in our life? And the reality is that men did not write the Bible. They penned it, but they didn't author it. And what a difference that is, right? That God used the hands of human beings to scribe it, but that the content didn't originate from man. Mm-hmm. And so when the Bible is saying that the scripture is God-breathed, it's really addressing where it came from. It came from Father God. It came from deity. Its origin, its existence is divine. It is not earthly. It did not originate from the earth. If it was from a man's mind, it would basically be limited to that man who wrote it. And it would only have the capacity to produce what that man could produce. Mm-hmm. But once we shift to understand that it is God breathed, as you quoted from 2 Timothy 3:16, it changes all the rules. Every right. box that we thought of now needs to be cast away. If it came from God, then it means that it has the potential of God. It has the power of God. It has the capacity of God. It's the wisdom of God. And this is just a big game changer. And this is why the whole book is putting forward this reality that what God has given to us is in a form of something supernatural from him and then given to us in a way, a written word that we're able to see, hear, we're able to think about, and we're able to receive. And so what the Lord showed me in his word over a period of years, this came out in a period of time, that I understood that the word is not a thing. The word is not an inanimate object. It's actually a someone. And so when people think, I'm going to go read the Bible, they're saying, I'm going to go read a thing. But actually, reading the Bible for me is, I'm going to go spend time with someone. And the Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and most people hear, they know this verse, if you've been Christian for a while. It says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And it calls in the next verse, he was in the beginning with God. It's not just a casual personification of the Word. The Word is something that is revealing someone. So if I can, I'll just share five quick things that a lot that shared in Unleashing Heaven's Breath, the book.
Yeah, please.
That help people to receive it. The very first is the form of the Word of God was the pre-existent form. This is before the earth was ever around. This is when God spoke things into creation. It's the pre-existent. It's God preceded the existence of all creation. Wow. That alone is saying we're dealing with something that is not bound to creation. It means that it's the word is not a created thing. It's rather the revelation of that one who creates it, created everything. That means that the word has creative power. This means a lot when we get to healing. And so we have this idea that God spoke. And this is the second form, that God is pre-existent, but then the pre-existent word moves into the spoken form. And many people know in Genesis chapter 1, it says, and God said, let there be light. What's so powerful about this is 1 John tells us that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Well, If God spoke, let there be light, and God is light, then God was actually releasing himself into the void.
Wow.
Now, it's just a thing to consider that God had not made the sun, the moon, and the stars yet. So when God said, let there be light, he wasn't speaking about natural light. He was saying, let me be released. The word of God, John, the word of God isn't just releasing information. Mm-hmm. It's releasing himself.
Wow.
So the word goes from pre-existent to spoken. And by God's grace, it went from spoken to written. And this is now where we have the written word that we can behold, we can touch it, we can underline it, we can highlight it. And now it's recorded. And we have a library of 66 books revealing the light of God, revealing the person of Jesus. And now it moves, and it doesn't stop there as an inanimate object. It moved from the written prophetic word to the incarnate Jesus. That now in 1 John chapter 14, it says, and the word was made flesh. And now we have the released revelation of God being in the form of the incarnate Jesus. Mm-hmm. So when Jesus is walking through the city, when he's laying hands on people, when he's feeding the poor, when he's walking on water, when we see Jesus, we're actually beholding the Father. But if you look, the Father spoke his glory into existence. So when we see Jesus walking on water and moving through the city and laying hands on the sick, we're actually seeing the word. Great example of this is when the woman with the issue of the flow of blood for 12 years, she says, if I only but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well. Well, when she touched Jesus, she didn't just touch a thing. She touched the word of God incarnate. And this is what causes the fifth form of the word of God, the manifested word of God. So we've gone from pre-existent form to spoken, to written, to incarnate, and to the manifest. This is where we're actually seeing the effectual evidence of that which we cannot see. We cannot see the pre-existent form, but we can see the effect of the word moving. And this is where we see people and their lives changed as they receive the word. When they receive the word, they become born again, begotten of God, made alive from the dead. We see the miracles happening, the healings happening. And now Psalm 107, verse 20, makes perfect sense to me. And I hope everyone listening will connect with this. It says that God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. The word is the agency of his glory.
Amen. Amen. So with your own story, you've gone from healing, being healed, really because you had an encounter with the word. And there wasn't this person that was touching you, and like we normally would envision somebody being healed. There wasn't somebody like just right there and like interceding and touching that tumor. It just, God did it through his word at that point. But now, Steve, before we started here, you said that you were in Georgia somewhere and you were seeing miracles, signs, and wonders happening through your ministry. Since you have this testimony, I know that going and sharing that testimony, that's the sharing of the word, you know, as a testimony, that brings people's faith levels up. Tell us about what happened recently and how God is operating in this revelation in your life and through the ministry that he's called you to do.
Yeah. So, John, actually, something that I left out that I think is important is that when I did ask God to teach me and he introduced me to that authentic follower of Jesus from South Korea, after the word was preached, he actually did lay his hands on me.
Okay.
And he literally followed exactly what the Bible said. So now a human being became an agent, if you will.
Okay.
Or a minister of the word. And that resulted in me being healed. Hmm. And so what happened—
Now you have an example to follow too.
Yes. And this is what is found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, that Jesus gave his disciples power to cast out demons and to heal all manner of sickness and disease. And so we see this beautiful movement of Jesus being the word, but then he entrusts the word to his disciples, to his followers, to his sons and daughters, who can then be vessels to release that word to others. And now through human beings, whether it be through this podcast, through books like Unleashing Heaven's Breath, through ministry on Sunday, through just a couple of friends having coffee in a diner, you see this transferring of the understanding of the scripture from one person to another. And as that's happening, we're able to receive the word. And yes, sometimes directly from the word itself, people receive healing. And so we are, our ministry, along with multitudes of other ministers, are focused on simply being ambassadors. When I think about our ministry and the ministry of others, I'm thinking, Lord, let me be a pure ambassador. Let me receive the word with purity. Let me communicate it as it is. And let me be a steward of your word. Let me not add to it. Let me not take away from it. Let me not add anything to the gospel. Let me not jump up and down and confuse people that created the power. Let's just let the word do what the word can do. And in Georgia, when we were there, we just came back from a five-day trip there. We were able to see the movement from the pre-existent to the spoken, to the written, to the incarnate, to the manifestation. Happened merely because we connected people with truth. Now, truth, people say, well, of course, isn't that what everybody's trying to do? Well, yes. But here's the grace of the Holy Spirit. We have truth mixed with so many questions and so much error and so many religious little things that people have not connected to the truth.
Yeah.
They've connected to maybe versions of it. Well, we saw people in the last 5 days begin to understand the simplicity and the power, the clarity of what God gave us in the word concerning healing. And one of the nights as we were doing a training, we didn't pray for the sick. Right? It wasn't what we were doing then. We were just laying the foundation down in the believers. And as we were doing that, they were receiving it with gladness. And they were glorifying God, that they were understanding, and their questions were becoming answered, and their doubts were becoming destroyed as they were hearing the word of God. It was at the end of the night, and I perceived that God was desiring to make known what he was doing. And so I asked, I understand, everybody, that we've not prayed for you, but the word automatically does the miracle. The word does the work. So I'm going to ask everyone who has been touched by the Lord, who has been healed by the Lord, who has been miraculously healed by the Lord. You had a shift. You experienced things. Why don't you just come on up? John, we did not pray for the sick, but we released the word, and people began coming up to the front, and they began testifying one after the other. One man had a severely bruised rib with much pain. He had no pain. He demonstrated the pushing and without any pain. We had people who had shoulder impingement raise their hands with no problem. We had somebody with osteoporosis completely healed and testifying of it. We had people with back problems. One woman had a very high blood pressure, and she had blurred vision because of the blood pressure. The symptoms of high blood pressure literally just vanished. She said, I can see clearly again. And the next night, we began laying hands on people, and we saw miracles. A woman on an oxygen tank was breathing normally without anything. A man in crutches was able to walk out of the meeting with no crutches at all. Little children were crying in the presence of God. Man, when you see little kids cry in the presence of God, it just causes you to
special.
Oh, it's special. And I didn't know it, but a group of little kids traveled with me wherever I went in that sanctuary. I went to the left, they went. I went to the right, they went. And they were literally laying hands, because when people begin to see, my goodness, the word has been there the whole time. So let's just speak what God spoke. And it creates what God creates.
Wow, Steve. That is very encouraging. I love testimonies like that, and especially ones that are not from years ago. This is from like recent history. This is from like last week. This is amazing.
Yeah. And people need to know that God has given his word to everyone.
Yeah.
And everyone has access to this.
Yeah.
Everyone has access to this because God has freely given his word to all.
Yeah, this isn't an exclusive club or something that you need to be a part of before God can use you. I mean, yes, you need to be a believer in Jesus Christ, but there's not extra hoops that you need to jump through. You can be activated right now. And Steve, I just want to ask you, what's just for our listeners here, what is one scriptural key that you've seen that unlocks healing power of Jesus Christ that somebody can activate in their life today and apply?
Here it is. Live by what God says and not by what we see.
Wow. Could you say that again? Say that again.
Matthew chapter 7. Yeah. Live by what God says, not by what we see. We are trained to live by sensory knowledge, and we need to listen to what God says. Matthew chapter 17, Peter, James, and John go to the mount. It's called the Mount of Transfiguration. Mm-hmm. And out of that glory cloud, the Father says something that I never want to forget. He says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Mm-hmm. Hear him." That means I shouldn't listen to any word that comes from a man above that which comes from the mouth of God.
Yeah.
And a quick story about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
There's a family in our church, and this family was not expecting to have more children. They were a bit advanced in their in their age.
Sure.
And they found out that they were with child, and the doctor came and told them that the child was suffering from a long list of maladies. The child had Down syndrome, ECO bowel syndrome, a flat nasal bone, a lot of things. And so the doctor told them, while the child was in the womb of the mother, you need to abort this baby. We don't know how this baby is even going to look. And so now you've got a baby that is unseen. Now they had the sonograms and they had the amniocentesis test. They had the measurements. We had all those things to say that what they were saying was indeed factual. But when you look at facts and you fail to hear the truth, those facts will become reality. But if you endeavor to hear the truth, truth changes facts. Truth is immutable. It never changes. Facts change from one day to the next. So this family had to listen to what God said. They had to hear the word instead of see the results. Throughout the 9 months of the term of the pregnancy, they kept receiving bad reports. It did not look like it was changing. The mother told the doctor, who was an atheist, "You do not know my God." Long story short, they carried the baby to full term. The baby was born. They had specialists on call to prevent the mother from going into shock when she saw the deformed baby.
Oh my goodness.
But when the baby was born, the baby was born with no Down syndrome, no equal bowel syndrome, no flat bit nasal bone, not one abnormality in the entirety of the child's body.
Wow.
And the child was 100% healed, but they never had the visual confirmation of it. They had to live by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. When each and every one of us decide to live by what God says rather than what we see, we're all going to be living in the miraculous life.
Amen. Amen. You know, Steve, we can look at the Word of God, the written Word of God, the Bible, and know that that is the inspired Word of God. And that is really unleashing heaven's breath. But you just were talking about a story of a true life testimony of a family that went through a trying time and then they saw a miracle. How do we know that what we're holding on to and what we're standing on, that word that we believe is the Word of God, is the actual heaven's breath of God and not just something that we've conjured up in our own imagination? How can we have that distinction?
So, the key is simple. Read what he wrote. Go to the source.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will put the reading of books and videos and Google things about God before they will spend time with direct first level experience with his written word.
Right.
So the first thing that people need to do is sit quietly with the pages of scripture. And not just read them, but to meditate upon them, to think through them, to allow them to speak, because the Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide people into the knowledge of the truth. This is Jesus's promise, and he will lead and guide us, and we're going to have first level experience, first person experience. And that is not going to develop the preacher's faith, the teacher's faith, the prophet's faith. It's going to develop each and every one of our faith. And as we develop our faith directly with the Word of God, the hearing of the Word is going to produce the faith. Then from that place, and this is where it gets fairly interesting, we can't glance at the Word. You've got to gaze into the Word.
That's good.
And a lot of people want to glance at Jesus and expect something to happen. This is about maturing in the knowledge of him, maturing in the grace and the knowledge of him. And so you have to develop a relationship. Sounds a little strange at first, but a relationship with the Word. Because as you're developing a relationship with the Word, you're developing a relationship with the one who spoke that Word.
Yeah.
And there are understandings that transcend the actual words themselves, because God is literally just using those words as vehicles in order to release himself to us. It is very, very important that we understand this, because sometimes people say, well, if I read about the word, it's the same. No, it's not the same. Read what God literally wrote. And the good news is that there are people there that say, well, we can never know what's real. We can never know if it's the valid word of God or not. There's so many different Bible translations and revisions and things like this. Well, yeah, to a degree, we have to be careful which translations we are reading, because some of them have grown fairly inaccurate. But even of those scriptures that are debated, it's only a small percentage. And of that small percentage, none of them counter the foundational understanding of the gospel. And so we have a reliable and trustworthy source. And what is so beautiful is that it is produced, and we have proof of that, because people who read the NIV and the people who read the KJV are both getting saved, born again, and healed. Praise God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So We have this, and eventually you move from revelation to testimony. Mm-hmm. You know that what you have is from God, because what it producing only God can produce.
Wow, that's good. You know, Steve, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray for people to move from revelation to testimony, because I think that that's a great way that you've just put that when it comes to unleashing heaven's breath and releasing the signs and wonders and miracles. I know our audience is just waiting for that releasing word from you, that prayer. But before we get into that, I just want you to talk about briefly your podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, Be Healed with Steve Hannett. Tell us about the vision for that, and then I just want to invite you to pray for our audience here.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, it all came out of this desire. In fact, the very first book I wrote, and all of ministry for me is very simple. I'm just trying to share what God taught me,
mm-hmm.
because I freely received and I want to freely give. And so the Be Healed podcast is all about helping people get equipped, and this is a key, with a biblical understanding mm-hmm. of healing.
Mm-hmm.
There's frankly a lot of weird stuff out there,
There's
a lot of strange fire, if I use that term, a lot of things that people are doing, and people are chasing signs and wonders, and they're chasing fairly weird things.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that those who believe, it says signs and wonders will follow them. So if I can help somebody believe biblically,
mm-hmm.
I know that the signs and wonders are going to be following them.
Amen.
And so the podcast is all about sharing messages that are helping to build that biblical understanding for people to believe and then live on what they hear from the Lord. And then we also have interviews from people that God has taught things. Because as we know, God doesn't teach everything to one person. We mm-hmm. need each other.
Exactly.
And so we highlight other ministers, other teachers, and we release things that they have shared so people can build biblical faith. And then the third thing is one of my most favorite. Well, we release the testimonies.
Mm.
We get people on there from every walk of life and say, we want to share. This is what happened with us. So we've got a ton of testimonies. And John, after a while, you know, it just becomes undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
There's an undeniable witness that the word of God is truth and that it will produce healing in our lives. And it's the testimonies, not just on the Be Healed podcast, but all throughout Charisma,
mm-hmm.
all throughout many churches in the land,
mm-hmm.
throughout the entire earth, and for many generations. It's an undeniable witness that people should be encouraged that God's word does indeed heal.
Amen. Amen. Would you pray for our audience right now?
I'd be happy to. And I want to encourage everyone that God shows no partiality. And I want to share this last piece of wisdom before we pray. A lot of people think that God can do anything. And I emphatically tell people he cannot do anything because he cannot lie.
Mm.
The scripture says he cannot lie. The Bible says he's not a man that he should lie. And that means that when we pray right now, we're going to pray the word. And because God cannot lie, the word is going to produce in you who are listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you and we exalt you. And we recognize that you and you alone are the Lord. You are perfect in all your ways. And we thank you that you love us with an everlasting and unsearchable love. Thank you that you sent your word to heal us. Thank you that you sent Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God. And thank you that he took our sin on the cross and destroyed the curse. And thank you that he has called us to arise in his grace and in love. And so, Lord, I pray right now for every person listening. And Father, I lay them before you. I present them before you. For you, Lord, have compassion and you love them and you desire to heal. And Lord, I thank you that you are Jehovah Rophi And Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that everyone listening would receive the word that by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, I speak to every ailment, every pain, everything. Father, especially right now as you place the people with chest problems, heart problems, Lord. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for every ailment, Father. Brain problems are coming to me now. Intense pain on the outer side of the head. Father, I pray in the back top of the head. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, for every hearer right now, whether it be small or big, I declare that problem to disappear, to depart. I speak to the root of it, and I say, be gone, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, every malady, every diagnosis, everything that is not of you, God, I now command it to leave and depart for the glory of the Father in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve. That was powerful. That was powerful. And I want to encourage people that if you grab a hold of what Steve said and you feel like that's for you, check out his website. Reach out to him, gospelmissionnetwork.org. You can connect with him through Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just search for Steve Hannett, H-A-N-N-E-T-T, and you'll get connected with his social media and his website as well. Did I miss anything there, Steve?
Not at all. It's been an honor and a privilege to be with you today, John. Love everybody at Charisma Media. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to check out his book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath, Discover the Ultimate Secret to Releasing Signs, Wonders, and Miracles. And as Steve said in this podcast, live by what God says, not by what we see. And I want to encourage you with that right now as we wrap things up here. Steve, it's been a pleasure to have you on this podcast and to have this conversation. My faith has been built up to really not give up because God is faithful. And I just thank you so much for being a part of the Charisma Podcast Network and teaming up with us as we're trying to help take the gospel around the world through podcasting, through media, through articles, through books, to just really help the Great Commission reach what Jesus told us to do. So, Steve, thank you so much for being here on the Charisma Podcast Network. And this is John Matarazzo for the Charisma News Podcast. God bless you.